Stay tuned to 101.5 FM because every month we're bringing you a brand new series with architect Stephanie Skyring from Renovation Collaborative. Now, let me ask you, are you thinking of building or renovating? Are you looking for a home that is comfortable, healthy and affordable to run? Over the coming weeks, Stephanie is helping us find those answers by sharing her latest series, Passive House, the Smart Solution for Our Changing World. We're meeting owners and experts from all over Australia to find out what it's really like to live in one and, more importantly, how you can get started. Stephanie, what's on the agenda today?
Thanks, Debbie. Over the next four podcast episodes, I'm talking to passive house designers across the four distinct Australian climate zones where most of us live, looking at the key design differences for each. So today we're starting with cool temperate climates like Canberra and Hobart. Now, for everyone listening here in Moreton Bay, you might be wondering what a frosty southern winter has got to do with us, but the building science that keeps freezing air out of a Canberra house is exactly the same physics we use to keep our intense summer heat out. To break it down, I'm talking to Michael Tolhurst, the Director of Envelope Architecture in Canberra. Michael explains the design specifics for cool temperate climates so clearly, and he shares some fantastic practical insights from his own experience, both designing and living in a passive house. Let's take a listen.
Play Podcast, Series 2, Episode 7, Passive House Designed Cool Temperature. Wow, Michael is incredibly good at explaining how the science actually works. It's fascinating to hear the real-world nuances he's learned from both designing and living in a high-performance home.
Yeah, it really is. And if today's episode sparked your interest, next time we dive into the details of mild temperate climate zones like Melbourne. I'll be talking to one of the early pioneers of passive house design in Australia, Andy Marlow from Envirotecture. Andy shares the specific design strategies for mild temperate, plus plenty of other practical tips to help you understand the design process. But for now, that's a wrap from me.
Wow, you've certainly given us a lot to think about. Stephanie Skyring from Renovation Collaborative, thank you for joining us on Morning Magazine and keeping our Moreton Bay community informed and connected right here on 101.5 FM. And catch up on earlier podcasts on renovating and passive house design from architect Stephanie Skyring right here on 101.5fm.com.au.